fighting racism in a very striking way.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book on racial reconciliation entitled One Race, One Blood.
You know, sometimes people wonder why our ministry is involved in racial reconciliation. They think we're just on about arguing against evolution. Well, first, we're trying to position ourselves to be viewed as a ministry that's involved in much more than the creation-evolution conflict. And second, the book of Genesis provides answers to many of the social problems that are plaguing our culture today, including racism. And we even point out that, sadly, there's still prejudice in the church. As a society, we reap the consequences of accepting evolution. It fuels racism. Now, I'm not saying evolution causes racism, but it can be used to justify racist attitudes. Hitler said the Jews and other ethnic groups were not as evolved as others. He used a Darwinian justification and killed millions. By starting with the Bible, we can help address some of society's ills, including racism. As Acts chapter 17 declares, we're all of one blood.
Well, sadly, the problem of racism still exists with some of the church. But using the Bible, we can help combat that and also answer questions like, what about the supposed ape men? Well, we have answers in a 96-page pocket guide, and it's yours for a donation of any size. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or through our website of answersoffer.org.